Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is Linda West. You are with Empowered Life With. It is 11:02, June 16th, 6/16/16. I am sitting at the edge of a forest fire about, 10, 12 miles away, 14, who knows? I can't quite be sure. It's about 8 miles from my little town. We are in a pre-evacuation mode. I am not in the mood to evacuate. So I am sending angels out to help the firefighters, which, you know, I would do anyways. And it seems that, it's just weird to be in this place again. We were here for the big fire in 2002 or 2001, whatever it was, for, you know, 500,000 acres. We evacuated from Sunday to Saturday, finally let back on Saturday. It looks beautiful outside, but the wind is high, and we don't know how the fire started. And sending firefighters lots of help, lots and lots of help. And since I believe that, you know, I am the commander of my universe, I don't expect to have to pack up, which I don't want to do. So bless it all, bless it all. June 16th, hot and dry. Hot and dry as a bone. Interesting, interesting, interesting. And the times, they are changing. Isn't that true? So much going on these days. So much that tests us, tests our faith. I guess people were just at the gas stations yesterday and just, can't blame them. Filling up their gas tanks and heading off the mountain. There's only one road towards Phoenix. The other one is right by the fire, and they've closed that off. There are other places to go, of course. I don't know. At the time when all this was happening, I just didn't feel worried about it. And a friend of mine contacted me and said, "Oh no, we're going to have to evacuate for sure. That was yesterday. For sure tomorrow." I don't know, maybe, but I don't know if I want to. So you handle that, angels, and take care of that for me. I'm open to receive all my good. Anytime I put it in the hands of the universe, things seem to go very well. The less you worry, the less you force something. And I will admit it's a little bit stressful knowing it's, you can see the plume of smoke. And, you know, the wind is blowing. It's a bit stressful. But what are you going to do, sit around and worry all day? Nah. Bless the situation, as we all do. My good is seeking me. I am open to receive. I am open to receive. I am open to receive all my good. The thing we don't realize is that everything is energy. We forget that everything is energy. And the panic in our voice, the stress of the moment, whatever it is, everything is energy. And the energy that you are putting out is the energy that you will get back. The energy that I put out is the energy that I will get back. And it's sometimes very difficult to remember that when you're dealing with so much that about ego, so much that plays on our emotions, so much that we have no control over whatsoever. Whew. And it gets difficult. We forget. We forget that everything is energy. We forget that there is a universe that is very benevolent. We forget that there are angels surrounding us. And that's human. And that is a part of the journey. The journey to learn that all is well in the world. Now, with that said, we give our condolences to those in Orlando, Florida, for the massacre that happened there last weekend. I really, really thought that something would have happened after Sandy Hook, you know, and then that something would have happened after somebody went into the man went into the church last year and killed all those people. Seems that I can't spend too much time talking politically or getting involved because it hurts my heart. And I just don't understand why we can't be reasonable or we can't find the love to take care of some of these things, that we can't feed our children who are in poverty, that we can't... Well, you know what spurred me on, and I will admit, I was in Phoenix last weekend with my friend Barb, and she had purchased the movie from Michael Moore, Where to Invade Next. So I was able to see what was going on in Italy and Finland and Tunisia, France, and all these different places. And the thing that was most amazing was the respect for humanity, the respect for other humans, the respect and love for each other. And how people deserve respect. If you haven't seen that, I would encourage you to see it. You can purchase it now, or you can get it on Amazon and Netflix. It was a whole 2 hours long. It was eye-opening, I must say. And it's not that most of us who are listening to this, whether you're in the archives or listening live today, it's not that we haven't realized before that things have changed tremendously on this planet, that things have changed tremendously in this country. I'm a baby boomer, so I grew up in the 60s, and things are really different now. The way people treat each other, the lack of respect, the lack of humanity, it really is a heartbreak. And what our job is in all of this is to understand that the energy is within us, to have changes in our own life. And when we make those changes in our own life, it helps change the energy and the world in general. So the higher in frequency you are, the more joy you have, the more you understand about the benevolent universe, the more you seek out joy as opposed to, you know, buying into the rhetoric of hate or excuses that come up every time there's a mass shooting like this. It seems to me that, you know, follow the money. It's all about the money. And the more we focus on, okay, joy. When you focus on your joy, then the abundance follows. When you don't force anything, the abundance follows. when you allow for the energy to flow at the highest level that you can receive, the abundance will follow. And it's interesting that we are at that time, and it's blatant. For me, it's blatant. I don't know about you guys. I don't know what you're experiencing or if somebody's going to email me, you know, in defense of I don't know what, but I'll tell you. I'm not interested in an argument, and I'm not interested in changing your mind. What I am interested in is giving you information. And we are the commanders of our universe, as I've said over and over and over again. When you are in your heart center, when you see it at that high frequency, love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, perfect divine self-expression, that is all the highest frequency available. When you are at the highest frequency available in your life, there is peace. There is joy. There is compassion. There is understanding. You're not interested in criticizing someone else. You're not interested in hating. You're not interested in any of those things. When you are at that highest frequency available, you are spreading love. You are spreading compassion. And we need more of that. I don't know how we got so far away from it, but it's funny. I was watching last night. Watched the pilot for Breaking Bad. It's on Netflix. It made me think this morning. I had never seen it before. We're talking about an individual who feels like he has no power. He's working two jobs, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if any of you are familiar with it. He finds out he has cancer. He's got a wife who's pregnant and a son who is disabled. He's working at a teacher and at a car wash, and they're still not quite able to make ends meet. That seems to be our society today. And he feels powerless. In his powerlessness, okay, he is taken advantage of. In his powerlessness, he feels like a victim. And I thought to myself that so many people feel this way. When we allow our power to be taken away, when we allow ourselves to feel like victims, whether it's to the job, to our parents, to our spouses, to our politics, to other people. When we allow ourselves, maybe the doctors, maybe you're going to a doctor. When we give our power away, and I talk about this in my book, and when we give our power away and feel powerless, that's when the whining, moaning, groaning, complaining comes. And the person in the pilot, the teacher, was feeling powerless. And then he decided to take things into his own hands, to do something different, to step out of the box. Now, his particular thing, if you're familiar with the show, is not what I'm recommending. For those of us who are feeling at this moment powerless, it is time for you to turn your energy around and feel empowered. And there's some pretty simple ways to do it. My good is seeking me. I am open to receive. The universe is benevolent. Once you shift your thoughts, you're going to feel more empowered. Long ago, when I was first on my spiritual path, I was working in corporate America in an insurance office. I was managing an insurance office. I had all my different licenses for selling insurance. And I can't remember the exact event, isn't that funny, that set me on this path. But I ended up getting a book that was exactly what I was telling you, was just saying to you, what you send out is what you get back. And that in order for you to change your life, you need to change your thoughts. So I decided that, you know, and once I read that, I was going to go into work the next day and be in the moment and catch every single negative thought that was in my head or tried to catch it before my mouth could actually spew it out. And I must have done that 100 times, 200 times that day. And about halfway through the morning, I realized to myself, it's like, wow, no wonder my life sucks. because every other thought I have or every thought I have is negative. Whining, moaning, groaning, and complaining about something. So if you want to be empowered, start with something simple. Change your thoughts. Catch your thoughts. Catch the negativity you had. So I must have done it 500 times that day, and then the next day it was 200 times. I was thinking less negative thoughts. It's very seldom now that I have negative thoughts, and I pick them up immediately. That's the ego. The ego will tell you life sucks. The ego will tell you everything's terrible. The ego will tell you you have no power. And in all reality, it is your, well, that's a good way to put it. Your reality is what you envision. And the universe can only give you what you are open to receive. And I've learned this myself, step by step, like I said. Once I started changing my thoughts, my life was better. It was more positive. I felt better physically. The healing began. The fact that we have that much power to change our lives, well, we're not taught that. And if you decide that you want to reside more in the physical world, you can look at it and go, well, that's just stupid. I suppose so. There is a part of me that goes, really? You can do that? And that is the ego. Because on the spiritual end, we're speaking of the universe, which is benevolent and loving. When you open up and go, okay, you guys handle it, but I don't want to evacuate. You all have no idea what it takes to maintain me. Holy smokes. I don't want to go this weekend. I'm leaving for Houston next weekend. I want to spend this weekend at my home with my husband. So handle it, angel. So far, so good. You know. It amazes me the way the universe responds when you let go of the fear and the stress. You let go of what ego would have you believe or say. And you have to catch yourself. It's like, as I have spoken many times, having the devil on one shoulder and the angel on the other shoulder. But the devil is the ego. The devil is your ego that keeps telling you you can't have, you can't do, you can't blah, 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 blah. And none of that is believable. None of it is true. However, if you're going to look out at the world, because, you know, in the comparison of that movie by Michael Moore, Where to Invade Next, you know, all those places, their health care is taken care of. They get like 8 weeks of vacation a year. You know, they work a 35-hour week. They're taxed a little more, but the benefits are amazing. You know, if you have a baby, you get 6 months to a year off, depending on where you're at. They pay for college. Some of the finest food, he said, you will ever find is in French schools where they feed the children, where they make gourmet meals so that the children can think and learn. These are all things that this group of people, this belief system that they have, has created. They understand they deserve more, they deserve more, they deserve more, and they don't understand how we don't have all this. Why don't we have all this? I think it is because we are taught. Well, I know it's because we're taught that we're not worthy, that you don't deserve. Blah, 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 blah. We've been fed such tremendous untruths about who we really are. And we are powerful, powerful beings, spiritual beings in a physical body. And when you expect more from the universe, you will receive more. And each individual that puts that energy out there, each one of you that embraces that energy, then that multiplies. And the consciousness in our country can be changed. The country gets the leadership it deserves based on its consciousness. The country gets the leadership it deserves based on its consciousness, the mass consciousness. You get all your good based on what you believe you can have. you will receive all your good based on what you believe you can have. So if you don't believe you can have it, it ain't showing up. And the other thing to remember is it never, ever shows up in the manner in which you think it should, could, or would. So we have a lot going on here. And when it says, my good is seeking me, I am open to receive, my good is seeking me, what do you mean by that? It means that everything you need and want, your whole heart's desire is already on your path. Your heart's desire is already on your path. Don't you find that interesting? The thing is, it may be at a higher frequency, and you may be waiting for a while you realize that, hey, I do deserve the very best. And as soon as you quit struggling and quit trying to control, it comes to you. So my husband had a dilemma the other day that he was talking to me about before he stepped into the shower. And a decision he was supposed to make. I said, and of course, you know, everything always seems worse in the middle of the night. So he was up for part of the night trying to figure out what to do. And I said, if you don't know what to do, don't do anything. You all have heard me say that before. If you don't know what to do, don't do anything. The reason this is such amazing and good advice is, one, it takes the stress off. I don't have to figure it out. No, you do not have to figure it out. I said to him, if, honey, you don't know what to do, don't do anything. Evidently, he takes what I say to heart. That's a nice validation. And he comes out of the shower, he's all dressed, I'm making smoothies, and he said, okay, I figured out what to do, and he went through it all. I said, wow, that's perfect. He said, yeah. He said, all I had to do was let go. When you don't know what to do, don't do anything. Let it go, let it go, let it go. It doesn't always happen that fast that the solution comes through, but a lot of times it does. Or maybe you're just not supposed to do anything, that you're supposed to let the universe take care of the details of things. Maybe you're not supposed to stick your nose in this right now. Maybe you need to let the universe decide and create the synchronicity and put you in the right place at the right time, yada, 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 yada. Maybe you ought to quit controlling things. And why is that so hard? Because we're told we are supposed to, or we're told we don't have control? I don't know. I know it is ego. So it is a step. It is a process of learning that you live in a benevolent universe. It is a process of the more you let go and say, okay, angels, or okay, universe, you take care of it, and then it gets solved. And then the next time something shows up, maybe you'll remember not to fight it. Maybe you won't even allow the ego to step in. Maybe you'll just believe from the get-go. It depends how fully entrenched we are in our belief system of difficulty. Did you get that? Our belief system that things need to be difficult. Our belief system that money is hard to come by. Our belief system that you got to work your ass off to get anything. Our belief system that we don't deserve. You see? You are taught this. There's something I saw on Facebook. Well, there were quite a few things on Facebook. A lot of things in response to, you know, what happened. And how the powers that be will dictate to us what we have a right to and what we don't have a right to. And we need to step out of that circle of being told what to do. My blog last month was about being the sheep, believing what everybody told us. Or maybe that was the month before. Shoot, time flies by. I'm going to write the next blog, because I'm going out of town next week, because it'll be July 1st before we know it. Time is flying. My good is seeking me. Think about that. Let's go to the affirmation. And it is in the chat room. But let's go to the affirmation. And it's from Florence Shavel Shin. You have to understand that everything is energy. Let's step back to the simple, easy, basic, everything is energy. You are an energetic being. Everything about you is energy. Your thoughts are energy. Your beliefs, okay, are energy. And just because you believe it to be true doesn't mean it is. And that's the hardest thing that people have. They will defend to the death the things that they believe. Don't you find that interesting? It says, from Florence Shavel Shin, today's affirmation for empowerment, divine order is established in my mind, body, and affairs. Think about that. Think about divine and what that means to you. Divine. That's otherworldly. I think the word divine is otherworldly. I think it is spiritual in nature. I think it is a higher frequency. When you talk about divine order, that's direct from source, where all needs are met, all things are unlimited, all good is there, divine order. So think about that. Embrace that. Divine order is established in my mind, body, and affairs. My seemingly impossible good now comes to pass. Unexpected doors fly open. Unexpected channels are free. I am open to receive all my good. My seemingly impossible good now comes to pass. That's all those things that ego would have you believe. There is nothing that you can't have. There is nothing that you want that can't be given to you. You're not taught that. And if I go to last week's affirmation from John Randolph Price, nothing is impossible. It is only your belief that it is impossible that makes it impossible. To get the dichotomy here, it's like, whoa. Same lines as last week. This is from John Randolph Price. Nothing is impossible. This is a loving universe where every good and perfect possibility exists. That which I seek, whether health, prosperity, love, joy, peace, guidance, is already on my path. Therefore, I have no unfulfilled desires. With great gratitude, I am open to receive. And then Florence pretty much tells us the same thing. Anything I want, I can have. Divine order is established in my mind, body, and affairs. My seemingly impossible good now comes to pass. What are you missing? What is your belief system today? Are you believing you can't have something, can't be somebody, can't go somewhere, can't get, you know, can't have enough, whatever it is? Do you understand that nothing is impossible? It is all energy. Your good is already out there. Those are two different people. You know, Florence Shavel Shin was from the 30s and 40s when she was writing. And John Randolph Price passed away, whether it was last year or the year before. He had been writing in the 80s and 90s. Amazing writer, by the way. The belief systems, the understanding of the deepest spiritual truths are simple. You are unlimited and nothing is impossible. The reason it is not taught freely is because how could the powers that be, whether it's your church or your political affiliation or any place else, your school, how could the powers that be say, oh, you're an empowered individual. You don't have to put up with the crap. And then they lose complete and total control. But we are awakening. You are awakening. You're listening to this. I'm sure it's not the only thing you listen to. There was somebody I was speaking to the other day. Oh, I've read this book, I've read this book, I've read this book, and I've read this, and I've read this, and I, you know, and they want, as some people do when they see me, they want to impress me. And I said, well, it all speaks the same, doesn't it? It all really says the same thing. And the person went, oh, yeah. The truth is the truth is the truth. It comes out in a bit of a different way, but the truth is the truth is the truth. That's what I noticed. On my spiritual path, like so many of you, I was like a sponge picking up this book and this book and this guy and this writer and this person and that person. And after a little while, it was like everybody is saying the same thing. Everybody is saying the same thing. And then you read my book, The Eight Keys, it's the same thing, because the truth is the truth is the truth. They have different ways of saying it. They have different ways of writing it. My book could be more entertaining to somebody than maybe somebody else's book, but the truth is the truth is the truth. And basically, you are unlimited. You are a spiritual being. You're living on this physical world, and you are the commander of your universe. Change your thoughts, and you change your life, yada, 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 and here we go. Your good is on your path. You just need to be open to receive. Why can't we get that? Why do we struggle against what is? Because you don't like what is. The ego will say, I don't like this situation. So we struggle against it. We struggle against the person. We struggle against a belief system. We struggle against authority. Whatever it is, let go. Be in the moment. Find the peace. And you will find that your life is going to change, because you will automatically magnetize to you at a higher frequency. Everything I want comes to me. Everything I need shows up. And want. Let's just not go with need. That would make me a victim, right? The universe is unlimited. Why wouldn't I be? Why wouldn't you be? Amazing. It's constantly, because I know it to be true, the universe is constantly showing me that it is true. Hey, maybe I live in a dream world and I'm going to hang out here. I kind of like that dream world. So this is for you to think about. This is for you to catch your thoughts and say, no, I'm not going to be negative today. I'm going to bless this situation. You're stuck in traffic? Bless the situation. Right? Fire outside your door? Forest fire there? I'm going to bless the situation. Let the universe know what I want and say, okay, you guys handle it. It is 11:33 a.m. in Arizona. There is a fire outside my door. The wind is blowing. We finally reached 90 or 80-some degrees, 90 degrees by this weekend. It's going to be like 120 in Phoenix or something ridiculous like that. I want to spend the weekend at home. Thank you, angels. I will be leaving next Thursday, so my radio show next week will be on Wednesday. I will be leaving next Thursday for Houston, flying into Houston Airport. I'll be in Spring, Texas, at Spirit Quest, those of you who are familiar. I'll be with Joy Koff. She's going to be doing aura photos. I'm going to be doing readings and teaching and all kinds of fun things that I enjoy. So if you are in that area, I hope to see you there. Life is good. Life is really good. Just say thank you for a moment. Thank you, thank you, thank you, angel. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Let's get callers now. I got a few of you, just a couple today. I'll take the one that's been holding the longest. Please give me your name and where you're calling from. 509-5, wait, hold on here. 509, you're on the air. Hello there.
Hi, good morning, Linda.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. My name is Erica.
Hi, Erica.
And
have we done
hi.
This? Have we spoken before?
It's been a while, yeah.
Great. Okay, where are you calling from?
Washington State, and it's the complete opposite down here. We just have really bad weather. It's always trying to rain. It's cold, and we're in like in the middle of the summer, so it kind of sucks. We don't get to tan.
Oh, that does suck.
Or anything.
I mean, you cut out right as you were saying where you were from. Where are you from, honey?
Washington State.
Washington. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you're experiencing that. Well, yeah, we're dry as a bone this year. That hasn't always been true. The past couple summers before this, there was so much rain that tomatoes wouldn't grow because there wasn't any sunshine. So it's kind of a, you just never know what's going to pan out. And everywhere I go, because I'm traveling to Houston next week, as I said, and I contacted my friend there, and I said, well, if it hasn't washed into the Gulf of Mexico by now, because they had all kinds of flooding there. But
yeah.
It is certainly interesting times, interesting energy, that's for sure, in regards to it. So, Erica, if it makes you feel any better, honey, it was 36 or 39 degrees this morning at my house. I'm at 7,000 elevation, so that was a little bit of a shock. And I still have my robe on waiting for the warmth to seep in. So what's your question for the angels today, my dear?
Just anything like they would like to tell me, I guess, any message they would want me to know.
Yes. There is certainly water around you. I don't know if you're getting ready to take a trip or if you are supposed to be drinking more water or what the connection is, but pay attention to water signs or water as it is around you. And I don't like to give such esoteric information, but all I see is just water around you. I'm not talking about a flood either, so don't worry about that. However,
yeah.
I think you do need to drink some more water. There are some physical changes taking place. You've worked on the spiritual changes, so you get a high five and an attagirl from the angels for that. And I know you feel like maybe you're blocked or maybe you're stuck or maybe you're not moving forward. You're in that, feels to me like you're in that place where the universe is creating synchronicity and your ego or your solar plexus is kind of restless and it's like, I'm ready for change. Does any of that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I do sometimes feel like I'm not moving forward, but I feel
yeah.
like I am. I mean, I graduate soon from school, take a break, then law school. And right now the governor offered me an internship for the summer. So even though it's not paid, like I feel like, you know, I went to a job fair yesterday so that I can find like a night shift type of thing or a weekend. So that way I'm supporting myself still because summer equals money, or at least it should. So
yeah, it should, shouldn't it? God bless you for doing what you're doing. You're totally supported. It is a transition for you. And like I said, the universe is creating synchronicity through everything that's happening to you. I need you to put it out there, what it is you want. And if you don't know exactly what you want, just say, okay, angels, let it be fun. Show me my joy. If you can get this time in your life, show me my joy. Let my path be fun. Let it be simple and easy. Show me a miracle today. These are all things that you can embrace. And I wish I had known them when I was your age, that it would have made the whole journey so much simpler. And the fact that you're even calling up on something like this, your path is very blessed. The do not struggle. If it's difficult, if you hit a brick wall, just step away. If it's not simple and easy, also back away. Because the universe, if you allow it, will make it simple and easy for you. And let it be fun. Let it be an adventure. You're on the right path. And don't forget to drink your water. That's what they're telling me.
Okay.
So have a wonderful summer. And don't forget to play a little bit while you're doing that and maybe go to the ocean. Are you near the ocean, my dear?
No. No.
How far
travel,
are you?
I'm like
trip.
in Yeah, during the summers, we like to go out and just, you know, drive the jet skis, camp, and stuff like that. So,
yeah, be sure and get
I
a
don't
little
think
bit of
this
that
summer.
in there. Don't work your, yeah, don't work yourself to death. Everything's going to come to you soon enough. And that's the thing. When you're your age, you know, you're always in a hurry to grow up and get on with it. Nah, just enjoy the moment. Enjoy the moment of being that young. Enjoy the moment of what you accomplish. Way to go, girl. Wow, a lawyer. Way to go. That's a heck of an accomplishment.
I've been manifesting a new boyfriend, but the thing with me is that I'm like, I don't like to waste my time with, like, nonsense, so I don't really, like, I'm so picky that I feel like it's not even a good idea to be picky.
Don't you give up on that. Do not give up on that. The reason you are picky is because your frequency is higher, and the reason that you're picky is because most people do not have the frequency that you have. Your list. And you know, date, if they're not what you want, kick them to the curb. You have to understand that that person is also at a higher frequency and manifesting you. If you give up being picky, if you settle, that's the worst possible things you could do. You basically tell the universe, okay, I'm just going to settle for whatever I can get. That's horrible. Take it from some of us baby boomers who've been there, done that. You don't have to do that. If you go on to Amazon, my book, Love, the Mystery of Happily Ever After, is just this itty-bitty little book. It's $7 or something, and it gives you specific instructions of how to bring a mate to you or how to bring a partner to you. You are on the right track, but you cannot settle. Now, if you want a free meal, go out on a date. But don't worry, the universe, that is probably what I was talking about when I said that you were feeling like nothing was happening when I first told you that. And instead, the universe is creating your manifestation, is working on that manifestation behind the scenes and creating the synchronicity for you. Don't quit 5 minutes before the miracle, girlfriend. That would be a shame. Got that? Mm-hmm.
So you understand? Do you see it coming about soon? Yeah.
Hey, I'm not going to tell you when. That's as soon as you understand and believe that you are going to receive everything you want, then it's going to show up. Whether it takes you, you know, 6 months to figure out, well, I'm just going to leave this. I'm going to quit trying to make this happen, and I'm going to give it to the universe. Quit trying to force things to happen and just let the universe bring it to you. And every day just say, thank you for my wonderful new partner. Thank you for my hunk-a-chunk of burning love that's coming into my life. That's it. And you let the universe take care of the rest. The sooner you do that and the sooner you quit forcing it, the sooner that person's going to show up. It's an interesting phenomena when you think about it. When you let it go, it comes to you. And for most of us, it's a struggle on how to learn that. Because I get it from people who go, oh, my book, The Eight Keys, Believe, Trust, Attach. And they'll say, I'm detaching and nothing's happening. Well, no, you're not detaching. So you got to let go and understand and know. Honey, look what you've created in your life. Holy smokes, girlfriend. Everything you manifest shows up. You are emotionally attached to having a partner, which is why your ego struggles in trying to make something happen. Don't do that. Don't mess it up at this point in time. Your hunk of chunk of burning love will be there. You may want to get that little book. It's only like $7, or I think it may be free on Kindle. Hey, just say thank you, universe, and go have fun. Let go of the worry or the when and where. You got it?
Yeah. Well, I'm not trying to get married, but I do know a prenup is a must.
Hey, it's nice to have somebody to share stuff with. You know, I get it. Everybody gets it. We get it. Those of us who have been doing this a lot longer, we get it. But don't worry about it. It's going to show up. It's not like you're going to spend the rest of your life alone, but you do need to appreciate the present moment and have fun. Going to go, baby. I got to talk to a few other people. You have a great day. All right. I love that. This is great. We all go through this. What's that one thing that drives you crazy? And it hasn't happened yet. I put it out there and it hasn't happened. And it's like, well, you know. Let go. Let go, let go, let go. 609, you are on the air. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Who am I speaking to? I'm great. Who am I speaking to?
Debbie. And I'm calling
from New Jersey. Hi,
Debbie.
Where are you calling
Jersey.
From? New Jersey.
Actually, Pennsylvania. I forgot that I moved to Pennsylvania 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. We'll let you have that. Pennsylvania, my dear. Wow. Why didn't you move out west, girlfriend?
You're
making your way over slowly, right?
Ideally, I would love to be out west, yes.
All right.
Just
keep
haven't
it
gotten
on
there
your
yet.
List. Let the angels
it's
handle this for you. There's
definitely
adventure where
there.
You're at. So, yeah. What's your question for the angels, my dear?
My question is, what is going on with my younger son?
How old is he?
18.
Woo. I think it's called being 18. however, I'm
really?
Going to tell you this. There is a lot of really wonderful energy around him. And he's got a good heart. Yes, he does. And he has, it feels to me like there's a little bit of fear. It feels to me like, you know, there's a little bit of excitement and adventure and the whole moving forward thing. And I'm thinking
mm-hmm.
that he's not sure what he really wants to do. I don't know if the plans have been set for what happens to him after he's 18. But there's lots of questions in his mind. Now, these are things that he has to figure out for himself. And so it is a... What you can do as the mom is just surround him with love and ask the angels to give him wisdom and understanding. And you want to always, anytime you think of them, our children,
mm-hmm.
which are the closest, that is just always so close to our heart, is to
yeah.
just send them love. That's it. He will speak to you when he is ready. He's a smart boy. You've done a good job raising him. And,
thank you.
Yeah, you get a high five and an atta girl for that. And he knows you're there.
Yes.
He knows you've got his back. So you
absolutely.
Don't have to worry about it. You can always, always, for those of you who are out there and listening to this, because we all make it through, I'm so grateful my daughter's going to be, she'll be 26. It's like, oh, thank God I'm through that. and I think girls are worse than boys, but, ooh. Man, I don't think I ever want to have children again, even in the next lifetime. I think I'm done. Even
oh
though
goodness.
She's an absolute joy now. Whew. But anyways, you can always meet with them on a higher level of consciousness while you sleep. So the concept is that when we sleep, we can have, you know, what deja vu is, where you experience things on the other side and then it turns into present for us
yes.
here. So what you can do when you go to bed... And any time they feel distant to us or they feel like we have a disconnect or something with them, just say, okay, angels, I'm going to take my higher self and his higher self with his angels and my angels and meet with him on that higher level of consciousness while we sleep. The great part about this is, and it always works, and the more often you do it as you remember at night when you sleep, the more we break down the barriers because we're literally meeting with the higher self of each of you without ego. And
okay.
it is a way to soften things. It is a way to open up doors. It is not a manipulation device or a control device. It is a way of bringing in more love, which is exactly
okay.
what we want. And especially for breaking down those walls and barriers when they're not talking. And it works really well with children. Adults who are more ego, more stubborn, yada, 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 you know, it can take a little longer to do that. But do it every night you think about it and just keep the energetic lines of communication open. He's going to be,
okay.
he'll be fine. He'll be fine.
Okay.
It's, you're a good mom and you know, he's just got things to think about. Got
yes.
it?
I got it.
All right. Keep
thank
the energetic
so
connection
much.
And let it be positive. We want to keep the energetic connection positive. And remember, all these kids, every single one of them has their journey.
Yes.
Even if they trip or fall flat on their face somewhere along the way, they have their journey. And so we want to make sure that they have the energetic support and that our love is there. So you take care, my dear. Good job. You're doing a good job. Bye-bye.
Can I ask you one more question?
Oh, I just cut you off. Call me back. Oh, wait, you're still there. Hold on, 609, hold on. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. I'm sorry. I'm wanting to know, because physically I've been having some issues with my stomach, and I'm wondering if that, it's probably been going on for about a week now, maybe a little longer than that, but does what's happening with Zachary have anything to do with what I'm experiencing physically?
I have been having the same problems with my stomach. I've been loading up on probiotics and eating a lot of watermelon, because watermelon cleans your body out, especially helps the kidneys, which is where we hold our fear. As we are transitioning into a higher frequency, the physical body is always the last to catch up. So I would really hit probiotics. I take a 50 billion sometimes once or twice a day. But as I'm going through this, I realize that my body's cleaning out, because as you pick up the energy out there, holy smokes. And any stress and worry that we take on will manifest within us in the physical place. So the more you bless the situation, the more you wrap your son in that love, and the more you meet with them on that higher level, it's also going to calm your spirit too. But your body's cleansing. Summertime is a great time for cleansing. I recommend watermelon. It's an easy way to cleanse.
And probiotics. Okay.
Yeah. All right, honey.
I will
take
do
care.
That. Thank you.
All
you
right,
too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 917-917, you're on the air. Hello there.
Hello. Hi, my name is Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. How you doing? Where are you calling from?
I'm in Connecticut. I'm calling from Connecticut.
Connecticut?
Yes.
Okay. What's your question for the angels, my dear?
Okay. I'm in need of a summer job. So I've been looking, and so far not successful. So I need something to do right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying really hard. I want you to just say, okay, angels, thank you for my perfect summer job. Let it be fun. And quit trying so hard. You're going to get a summer job. And you just need to relax. Relax. In the meantime, you got a little bit of time off. And what I mean is a little bit. The sooner you just go, okay, thank you for my summer job, the sooner you're going to get a summer job. In the meantime, I want you to take, like, today in the summer and relax. Go play. You don't play enough. You don't laugh enough. And let that thank you in this moment for this time, angels. Do you see what I'm getting at?
Right.
Time is always a gift. You're going to get a job. Time is always a gift. So be in the moment and enjoy the moment. Master, and this is really, really hard, mastering being in the moment and not worrying about the future is always difficult. And yeah, we have a tendency to do that. And what the universe is trying to say to you is, we're giving you a gift. Here's a day in the summer, and you should go enjoy it. You should go play. You've done your due diligence. You've looked for a job, and you never know who you might connect up with just by relaxing and having fun, who's going to say, oh, yeah, we need somebody. Come here, or whatever. You just never know. So when the universe gives you time as the gift that it is, go enjoy it. Go have an ice cream cone. Go take a walk. Go, you know, sit in the sun a little bit. Drink some water and relax. Got it?
Right. Thank you.
All right, honey. Bye.
All right.
I don't know if she's going to believe me or not. 904, you're on the air. Hello there. My girl.
Yes, ma'am. This is Mercedes girl. I was just listening.
Yes, you, I knew that was you. Hi, sweetie. Take care of you. The angels are surrounding you.
Okay.
And thank you for listening, my dear. I'm letting you go because I know you're somewhere there and can't talk. So, everybody, it is 11:55 on 6/16/16, and the universe supports us. Your good is seeking you. Be open to receive. Say thank you. Just say thank you. Quit struggling against what is and say thank you for this day. Thank you for this moment, as I was talking about. It's summer. Relax. Allow the universe to give you what you need. And next week it'll be on Wednesday. So everybody take care of themselves. Thank you so much. Have a great week. Bye-bye.